Yes. Hello, everyone. We are glad to have you here today. We are going to be throwing down now. It took a while for me to put this one together. This one was not easy, but it will be beneficial. We pray that I can be used as a vessel for the kingdom of the glory. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, thank you for your mercy and your grace. Thank you for your love and kindness. Thank you for your light that you have shined upon us this day, that we might be able to see and hear and work and walk, not in darkness, but in the light of your word. Give us a clear understanding of your word. Open the hearts of the people that are listening and that will listen. Have it not be my words, but your words. Have me to be a vessel that you can talk through to the master, live through, work through, that I might be, that you might put in my heart to receive from thee and dispense to the people, that we might be able to learn your will and your way. Open up our hearts. In your son's name we pray. Amen and amen. All right now, this is going to be very interesting. Okay, so let's begin. Okay, I mean, last week I think was a good week myself. If you ask me, last session. So we are studying In Search of Help. In Search of Help. People are looking to live longer. At least they tell you that. They tell you, hey man, we live longer and all that's foolishness. But let me ask you this question here. I remember that they were saying people lived to 100, lived to 120, that's what they lived. During the slave trade, during the slave money. Now, we ain't talking about how the white man, the man who was living on the delicacies, okay, of Babylon, okay? Those people, it's just like in Babylon, you know, if you lived in Babylon, in Babylon, okay, that we love Babylon so much that when Yahweh called us out of Babylon, we refused to go. Can you believe that? Oh, is that happening today? Is he calling us out? Calling thy people out of Babylon. We read that before. Now, come out of her, my people. Revelation chapter 18. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sin, and that you receive not of her plagues. Okay, now what does that mean? Yeah, this is getting good already. What does that mean? That ye receive not of her plagues. What are plagues? Curses. Hold down. I know you saying, in the name of Jesus, I am healed. People be telling me that all the time. And I say, why do you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and cancer? Since, in the name of Jesus, you're healed. Let me tell you. Because you are under the curse. And you say, wait. What curse now? Come on now. Now, you know that we are no longer under the curses. Because Jesus became a curse for me. Okay. I understand that. But let me tell you what it says. To make sure we understand what it says. Now, when it's talking about the curses, okay? Now, what does the word dis-ease mean? This, D-I-S. You're in this. It's very not good. Ease. E-A-S. Ease, right? What does that mean? This. Ease, which is, we call it today, disease. That means you're not at ease. You're not at ease because you're in pain and suffering, and your body is tearing down and tearing you down. And you go take a pill. You pop a pill from the drug man. Right, we already read about that. That's pharmakia, sorcery, $1 trillion bill. Did you know that you are practicing sorcery when you take those things? Wow. I mean, this is deep. I thought you were going to be deep now. Okay, so when you are taking pharmakia, when you take those drugs, and I can't believe it, half the time they tell you on TV, oh man, if you take this, it'll give you high blood pressure, give you diabetes, it might give you ulcers, it might even give you a heart attack, and people still take it. Wow. So, you are not at ease, you are not doing good, so that means that you are under a curse or a plague. Okay, so Yahweh said that he will have, that there will be watchmen. Okay, that's about it all. That there will be watchmen in the book of Ezekiel. We read it before. That he will set a watch, that you can choose watchmen, and Yahweh can choose watchmen, and they're not the same. So which one do you have? Are you setting up your own watchmen, or is Yahweh setting them up? If you set them up, then they will tell you what they want you to hear. But if Yahweh has chosen a watchman, this watchman will watch for your soul. Amen. He is the one that you need to know and set up as a watchman. Okay, so this watchman that Yahweh has given you, he tells you, because he receives at the word of Yahweh, and Yahweh says, hey, tell my people what's going to happen because I want them to know. Now, anybody else will not know. Okay? So if they aren't warning you about what's going down, you can know for sure that they are not the watchmen of Yah. They are the watchmen of that you have chosen in your organization, church, denomination, or whatever you got. Who knows? Okay, so he says, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Now, what sins are we talking about? Well, let's make it a little practical here. And since we're talking about health, let's talk about the laws of health. Now, we already read that, you know, when we was in Babylon, we refused to leave Babylon. I said that, didn't I? Okay. So, what proof do I have? Okay. But Nebuchadnezzar came and took us out of Israel, and then burnt the temple. Then for 70 years, Yahweh said, because of our disobedience, you give us 70 years. You give us what? 70 years. Okay? We'll be in captivity for 70 years. Then why are we going to be in captivity for 70 years? Because we had practiced abominations. And we were destroying the land, just as we are today in America and around the world. Polluting it. Polluting the heaven. Polluting the sky. Polluting the oxygen. Destroying the animals. Killing the elephants for their cuts. Wiping out polar bears because of the greenhouse effect of the icebergs melting. Islands being swallowed up with water because the ice is melting and it's raising the water level. So these are the things that Yahweh is talking about. These are the things that are happening because we are destroyed. So he told his people at the beginning that he is separating them from the world. You get it? That's why he's calling us out of the world, because he's separating us from the world. Why would he want to separate us from the world? Don't you want them to hear the gospel? Yes, they want to hear the gospel, but you want to live it. They want to be able to show that your health lifestyle, that the laws that Yahweh has given you are far superior to any man's laws. And that it will preserve your life. And you will be a witness. That's it. You don't have to eat what they eat and drink what they drink to be a witness. You have to live a life that they can see that you are living wisely and that Yahweh is multiplying your days. Otherwise, he says that he will have this, you know, that come out of her, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven, and I will reward her for her iniquity. And he tells us to come out, lest we be partakers of her sin, and receive of her plague. What plague? High blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, and cancer. Prostate cancer, cancer of the breast, all of these are usually can be linked back to your red meat eating. The processed meats. Your standard American diet. Now, as I said again, we are not willing to give up American, a standard American diet. We are wind out, find ourselves in these McDonald's, in these fast food joints, and just having a ball. Thinking. And some of us are just using it to soothe our stress. So if you're stressed out, you're going to eat a lot, and you're going to be overweight, and you're going to all that stress because you are stressed out. And they know how to stress us. And they claim, you know, that we are being stressed. There's no question about it. So people are eating and drinking and trying to be merry. That's why you got high alcoholism in the Native Americans reservations, in the African American urban environments. And they're out there, most of the people out there, you know, just gambling in the gambling hell. That's it. But it is the gambling hell. And it's destroying family. And people are voting them in. Alcohol abuse, drug abuse, high drugs, because people are so frustrated with society and life that they just would like to tune out. And it's a shame that all of this is going on. We are supposed to be lights in this world. Awaken thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, for thy light is come, and the glory of Yahweh is risen upon thee. He is here to share with you the light of his word. So, in Babylon, we read of the proclamation of the Hebrews, the African Hebrews, being free out of Babylonian captivity and moving into a new life. It says, Ezra chapter 1, let's look at it here. Let's look at it for a moment. I think this might be of interest to us. Ezra chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahweh by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. Yahweh stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, Yahweh Elohim of heaven, have given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me. Now check that out. Now, do you see, now you got this king of Persia, Median Persian Empire, not from the East, not European, okay, not them guys. But these folk here, these Persians, the leader here, declares that Yahweh has put him on the throne. Amen. Amen and amen. Yahweh has given him all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged him to build him a temple, a house, at Jerusalem. So now he is now a follower of Yah, and he is building a temple for Yahweh. He is okay, which is in Jerusalem. Who is there among you of all his people? There you go now. So now he is calling out after we were in slavery or in bondage or in as in mental bondage, that he says, now you can leave. Who is there among you of all his people? His Elohim be with him. That means who is connected to Yahweh? And let him go up to Jerusalem, which is at Judah, and build the house of Yahweh Elohim of Israel. He is Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. So there we go. You have this king, Media Persian Empire, that is saying, hey, anybody who wants to follow Yahweh, you can. Matter of fact, I want you to go build me a temple for the brother, for the creator of the universe, for he is Elohim, which is in Jerusalem. And whosoever remaineth in any place where he sojourneth, let the man of his place help him with silver and with gold and with goods and with beasts besides the freewill offering of the house of Elohim that is in Jerusalem. Okay, so we see here clear as day that Yahweh, at the end of the 70 year that we were in captivity. Why? Because we rebelled against Yahweh. Yes, sir. We have rebelled against Yahweh. And Yahweh threw us into captivity so that we can get our act together. You think we got our act together? No. You know how we are. We just cut up. We ain't got nothing better to do but cause trouble. You know us. We ain't got nothing better to do. So, what do we say? Okay, so, when that happened, we find out years later that we have the book of Esther that is written. Okay? In the book of Esther, we find out that that one of the king's officials, Naaman, he is angry with Mordecai. They call him the Jew, the Hebrew. And he says that, hey, he wants to wipe him out and all of his people. Now, let me ask you the question. If these Hebrews were not in Babylon, if they would have left, okay, if they would have left the providences, as we just read, then they would not have been there and it would not have been an issue to him. But we were so content, you hear me, so content living in Babylon that when it was time to go, we said, no way, baby. We aren't going anywhere. And so it is, as it was then, so it is today. We are still of the mentality that we want to just live high on the hog. We want to live in the superpower and eat the superpower diet, knowing at the same time that they want to kill us just like Haman. Haman said he wanted to kill off all of them. And that's why it is today. White supremacy. Their teaching. They want to get rid of all of them. So, we find ourselves in the same situation. But he's calling us out again. Get that. He's calling us out of Babylon. Come out of her, my people. Just like he told them right there. There you go. And then they were almost about to get wiped out because of their disobedience and their love of Babylon. And so, what is going on today that is bringing us to our knees? Just as they say, there is no what? You know, there's this new movement out that's called Black Lives Matter. So, you know, we the Hebrews, slavery was here. We are the African Hebrews of the Bible, the African Hebrew Israelites. European Jews, they have no connection whatsoever with the Bible and what it says. So, anyway, let's move on from there. If you want to go back and listen to my studies on people of color in the Bible, we document it. straight out the scriptures. This is the History Channel, straight out of the pit of hell. And the movies, Steers, and all the rest of the stuff. Okay, so what do we have here? Okay, we have that we love Babylon and their lifestyle, so we stayed in it. So the next event that we want to look at here, or the next thing we want to look at, is okay, we want to look at Proverbs. We're going to go through some scriptures to help us understand what is really going on. Proverbs chapter 9. We read some of this last week. Verses 8 through 12. Reprove not a scorner. All right. Now I pray that you are the scorner, because you are about to be reproved. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Now some of us, when we speak on health, they hate us with a passion. I don't know why you hate me. I mean, I'm just reading the word of Yah. And you hate me. Don't hate me. Don't hate the messenger. I'm just the messenger. I didn't write any of this stuff. I'm only curious. Then you know that's why they didn't want us to read, because they figured that we would finally figure out that we are the people of the book and want to start following. And if we follow the book, oh, what a blessing it will be. That then we can be free. Free at last. Great God am I, free at last. That's what we would be saying. Free at last. But we, as a people, are not following Yahweh. So we have a problem. So we pray that you're not a scorner. Rebuke a wise man, and he or she will love you. Amen. So we hope that as we speak about the health laws and all these things that are rebuking you, amen, that you are a wise person and that you will love me for it and you will support our ministry. Verse 9, Proverbs chapter 9. Give instruction to a wise man, amen. I pray you are. And he will be yet wiser. That's what we're doing here, trying to make you wiser as you learn about the laws that Yahweh has laid down for your protection. You know, laws are set up, even man-made laws, they're supposed to be set up for your protection. And so Yahweh, he laid down laws, and he told us about them because they were his laws and that they were for our protection. All right, and we pray that after we study this, that you will be a just man. Teach a just man, and he will increase in knowledge. There we go, increase in knowledge. Verse 10, the fear of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Now, what do we have to believe in the word of Yah so that we can believe that is the beginning of wisdom? Okay, now, are we going to accept the wisdom of the world from the drug industry, from pharmakia? Or are we going to follow the lifestyle and diet and herbs and stuff that Yahweh has given us from the beginning of time? From when? The beginning of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's what he's looking for. So if we can get those that are from the beginning of time, that have been going on for millenniums, thousands and thousands of years, or possibly maybe 6,000 years that we've been here, at least on the planet, and these 6,000 years we have used herbs for the healing of the nation. Okay, that's what the herbs are here for, not pharmakia, which is sorcery, not sorcery, white magic. Okay? The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is understanding. Now, how will you know if you are getting wisdom? How will you know if you're getting knowledge from the Holy One and getting understanding? Well, then it should help you in your lifestyle. It should help keep you from getting sick and keep you, once you are sick, of how to get better. Not radiation, not chemo, not those things. Those are nothing but killers. They kill every cell in your body. How can they kill every cell in your body and did you say it's healing you? Come on, get real. Think about it. You think Yahweh wants to kill every cell in your body so that he can heal you? Come on. That doesn't even make sense. But when we listen to the world, they have a hypnotizing effect. We read about that last week. They hypnotize. It's sorcery. They just con us in and we just get swept in and we don't even know imperceptibly through social engineering. Okay, let's see what else it says here. For by thy days, for by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Now, how is he going to increase our life? Yeah, I got yeah, this one. Yeah, I would like to know that. How is he going to increase our life? That we can live longer, even though today they're telling us that we are outliving the people that lived before. I don't believe any of that. But they, you know, they can play with numbers. You know how they do. I remember my mama told me, and she remembers that she was taking care of her mother. And every morning she would get up, and my mom, she'd pull out all these pills, you know, all over the table, and take a pill for this, a pill for that, a pill for that. And she was just looking at my grandmother, which was her mother. And it dawned on her. Wait a minute. This woman is my mama, and she's not taking any pills. She does not have high blood pressure, diabetes, zero. And she's just sitting there, wow, there's something wrong here. Now, both of them were nurses. My mom was an LPN, my grandmother, she was a CNA. So, listen. They, before her eyes opened and realized that she had been deceived. And she's taking all these drugs from the pharmacia, making money off you, baby. Big time. Now, so when we understand, as I said already, when we understand the laws that Yahweh has laid down as it relates to health, because this is in search of health for today's society, when we look at it, then we can see the red meats, the processed meats are killing us, causing cancer of the highest. We talked about that last week. So, what diet or lifestyle is he going to put us on to help us that we can extend our lives? Now, who's he going to compare us to? He's going to compare us to the world, those that are in Babylon. Those that have set up their own watchmen. Those that do not have watchmen of Yahweh to warn them against him. And he will send his plagues. We already read that. He says, come out of them people that you receive out of her plague. The plagues are the curse. This ease, as we talked about already, this ease, you're just not at ease. You're at pain. Is that a curse? Of course that's a curse. Yahweh has made it such that we're supposed to have boundless joy. Boundless joy. That's what he created us. He created us so that we can be happy. He created every cell on the planet to make us to react. He has set everything in motion, from the food that grows on the trees to the animals that clean our sanitation department. Pigs. Amen. They said, do not touch the blood, do not eat it. Because it will fit. So this is the knowledge of the Holy One, of understanding. This is the beginning of wisdom. Just imagine if this is the beginning, how deep is this stuff? You will be surprised. If thou be wise. I hope you're wise that listen out here. Thou shalt be wise. for thyself. That means, so as you learn about the health laws, and as you learn to implement them into your life, and as you learn to dump off all the other garbage, then you will realize you will be wise for you and your children to teach them and train them and raise them up in the ways of the Lord. Amen. But if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. So he's saying that if you violate the laws of health, the pig, swine, the ham sandwiches, the steaks with the blood running out, you know, whatever. If you do that, you're going to bear the consequences of the curses, of the abominations that you are eating. And that you will receive of his plagues. And under no, no matter if you say the name of Jesus, it ain't going away. Because that don't mean a thing. You cannot be violating his law. I mean, he's telling you how to do it, and you violate him, and so he's saying, okay. And he says, they're abomination, and they will kill you. They are plagues. So may my people listen, and my people understand what Yahweh is saying. All right, let's see what else here we have. Okay. Okay, there it is again. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge of what? The laws that Yahweh has laid down. And the laws of health. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. We have rejected what knowledge? We rejected the knowledge of Yahweh. He told us, do not eat the crab. Do not eat the lobster. Do not eat the shrimp. Do not eat the unclean animals. Do not eat all the stuff. Do not eat the catfish. And we just go and just consume it all as if it's going out of style. Because the slave master has told us. And that's what he eats. And don't you know that when during the slave trade that the European, the slave masters were the sickest in the house? There wasn't the slaves wasn't slaves. The slaves wasn't sick. The slaves outlived the slave master, even though they did all the work. The slave master sat up in the king house like people today, thinking that they just taking it easy. And they got life made, not knowing that they're killing themselves. Mm-hmm. All right now. Okay, come on now. I will also reject thee. Who? Yahweh's going to reject us. Wow. That thou shalt be no priest to me. So the people who you think are priests leading you down the path, you can be for sure they are not. Because that is the broad way, the wide gate that leadeth to destruction. Now, and many there be that go in there, and that's what it's called. Matthew chapter 24, verse, let no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, in the name of Jesus, saying that Jesus meaneth, Jesus is the Christ, and shall deceive men. And that is exactly what is going on. And they are not his priests. It says right here, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy ass. That's it. We forgot the law that he has laid down in reference to health. And I will also forget thy children. So then, you know, now today they say that our young people are having obesity and they're getting senior age disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, at teenagers and some less than teenagers. And that is a shame. But Yahweh said these would plague us. He said that he will, you know, unless we come out of Babylon, he will pour out his plagues and we shall receive them. That is what we're receiving, the plagues and the curses. From Yahweh. Inflammation of the joint. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's keep reading. What does this mean? Because we have rejected Yahweh's knowledge, laws, health laws. Yahweh is also going to reject us and our children so that the plagues will pour on us, the curses, instead of the blessings. And my people, because we don't read the word, because we don't know what's in the word, because we don't read the Old Testament and the New Testament, the Old Testament, the New Testament, only quoting the Old Testament. So you have to have a foundation. And they say, well, I am a Gentile, so I'm not supposed to deal with that. Yes, maybe you are a Gentile, but hey, all the Africans in African America are the Hebrew. They are the African Hebrew Israelites. Okay? So do not believe the lie of the deceit of the Christian world who are telling you that you are a Gentile and that now you need to receive Christ
as your Savior.
No way, baby. I am a Hebrew and I am to obey and accept Yeshua as my Savior, and that He has given me laws that in the Old Testament for me to follow, especially if they're helpful. My people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of His Word. If you don't know what the Word of Yahweh says, and you just expect the pastor to give it down to you because you need to be pacified, because you refuse and you are lazy, you don't want to study, then you're in trouble. You are at His mercy. The mercy of the devil. Exactly what he wants. Let us understand the difference between the usual or the standard American diet. It's the SAD diet, S-A-D. And Yahweh's health diet can save your life. Then that's what we just read, that hey, you follow His laws, because you rejected His laws, you're going to die. If you follow His laws, you will preserve your life. What else can we show? What else does Yahweh shout? Show how Yahweh's healthy diet and lifestyle. Check that out. His healthy diet and lifestyle. Where do you find that? Yes, you find that in the Old Testament. Healthy lifestyle can help one maintain. Did you get that? Maintain and regain good health. So if you follow, remember the Bible says the leaves are for the healing of the nations. So right now. And the herbs are for the service of God's people. So He has a plan that He already designed, and it is not a pill. It is not pharmacia. It is not the $1 trillion business. And through His lifestyle, we'll talk about these different diets. What example? Let me give you a good example. What? Okay, if He says that the herbs are for the leaves are for the healing of the nation, what does herbs do? Herbs heal the body. Green leafy vegetables heal the body. That's why you should eat green leafy vegetables every day, if you can, at every meal, either fruit or vegetable. And what are fruits for? Fruits are for the cleansing of the body. So one cleanses and one heals. The healing is in the green vegetables. Try to eat them as live as possible. Do not try to cook them as much as you can. Do not. And then you have the other one. The fruit. The fruit are for healing your system. Okay, so one is for cleansing and the other is for healing. So if you follow this, this will help you. One will help you regain your life, the healing one. And then the other one will cleanse you to keep you from, you know, deteriorating so rapidly. We are the temple. Okay, let's read that. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 6:14-17. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And isn't that the problem that we found that in Babylon, that we were being yoked with who? We were being yoked with what? Babylon. And we didn't want to leave Babylon. And so since we were being yoked with Babylon and we didn't want to leave Babylon, and as He says, He calls us out, come out from among them, my people. See, there it is again. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with darkness? And what communion, okay, have life with others. So what are you communing with them? What are you learning from them? By learning white supremacy that is taught through the Christian, white, European, pagan church? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you're communing. And he will give you such that you will hate yourself and hate all black people and people of color. And you will believe that the white man is the what? It's called white supremacy. That he is a demigod. I think the Mormons teach that they are, that they're gods and they're demigods. You know? So, I mean, it's there, man. It's there, I'm telling you. All of them built on the same thing. Okay, what else? So be careful of listening to them, especially when they tell you that it is all right to eat the pig. It's all right to eat the shrimp and lobster and the crab and the catfish and all the rest of this abominable things that Yahweh has called abominable. So if somebody's in darkness, see, I mean, Yahweh separated Israel from the rest of the world to give them his laws, to give him his statutes, to give him his judgments, to teach him about hell. He gave them so that they could be superior to the rest of the world. So if you have light, why are you going to the people that have darkness, that are in darkness, that are pumping drugs down your throat when you can go and get herbs and healing for the nation? And that is so wow. But that's the situation that we're brainwashed in. Verse 15, and what concourse hath the Messiah with Beelzebub? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? Okay, so we have two systems here set up. One set up by Yahweh and his law and his statutes and his judgment and his word, which hardly nobody reads. And then you have this other group that is educating you through the system so that you can depend on them for their drug pharmakia, so to their school system, their education system, their healing system, all of the counterfeit of the truth. So he says, hey, what are you doing? Why are you listening to him? He can only lead you down darkness because that's all he is, darkness. That's all he can give you. He says that ye are the light of the world. But that's provided you know the word. You're not the light of the world because you say that I believe in Jesus, not the light. No, you ain't no light in the world. Like, no. You're the light of the world if you have knowledge and if you have connected to Yahweh and if you're studying his word so that you might be able to share with the rest of the world of what Yahweh says, that you will live longer. See? That's what it's all about. It is not about the prosperity gospel and all of this other nonsense that you've been, that we've all been taught. I mean, I can't fault you. I've been born in it too. You know? And what agreement had the temple of Elohim with idols? Idolatry. So that means, that what do we worship? We worship man's opinion over Yahweh's opinion. There we go. So if we listen and eat of the swine, of the unclean animals, we go to, what the lobster, crab, what is it? Red lobster? We're eating the lobsters and the crab and the catfish and whatever, oysters, whatever. He says that, hey, there we go, we're in the temple. For ye, we are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim had said, I will dwell in them. What does he say? He will dwell in us. Amen. Now, amen. And walk in them. All right. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. So there we go. He says that, hey, he will make us his people. He will walk in us. He will dwell in us. But that's because we're his temple. Wherefore, come out from among them. Oh, there it is again. He just keeps constantly telling us that. Because we are constantly don't want to come out. Therefore, come out from among them and be ye separate. Separate in what? Separate in your lifestyle, in your diet, in what you think, and what you read, and what you know, because the Bible says this, and they say the other. Saith Yahweh, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Whoa. He said, do not what? Touch the unclean. So there it is again. Even in New Testament, he tells you, don't touch that unclean animal. Do not touch it until you know you're not supposed to put it down your throat. do not touch it. Now, there's New Testament now. Because ye are the temple of Yahweh. Now, what happens if you defy the temple of Yahweh? If you listen to the man, to Babylon, to the beast. Now, what does this mean that we just read? Are we supposed to sit at the feet of the world? Or learn how to join the world's SAD, Standard American Diet, which is in direct opposition to Yahweh's word? When they tell you you have to eat this, that, and the other, and the Bible says you're not supposed to, they're in direct opposition. I don't care if it come out the pulpit. They can run to Timothy all they want. That don't mean a thing, because we done discussed Timothy already. We don't blew that out the water. You don't have the power to sanctify. You don't have sanctified words, number one. So you can't have the power to make something that Yahweh has declared unclean. You can't. The power to make it clean. If he says it is abomination, then you cannot take it as not abomination. And he says that do not touch it, that you will become part of it. So if you are taking it and digesting it into your system, you know that he cannot receive you unto himself. So he is warning us and calling us out, and he says these plagues will constantly dwell upon us, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer. All of these things will come upon us simply due to the fact that we are touching and eating the unclean thing, which he has warned us about. In direct opposition to what the Yahweh has said. Why? Because the man has told us. What is the objective of Yahweh's word? To correct erroneous ideas regarding what constitutes food. Do you know what is food? What is food? Let's think about it for a minute. Let's freeze here. Let's on hold, my brother and sister. Okay. We have food. What is food for? Do you live to eat or eat to live? That's the basic diet. Do you live to eat or eat to live? Most people live to eat. That's all they do. They're as big as a house. You can tell that they live to eat. But that's all they do. They just throw that stuff down. Okay? Now, that's not what you're supposed to be living for. You're supposed to be living. You're supposed to have taken food not for its appetizing flavor, but for its nutrition of your body, so that it might be able to keep you in good health, not to tear you down and destroy you. So food was designed, as we said, and we'll tell you it again. Greens, herbs are for the healing of the nation. That's what they're there for. They're to heal your body from, you know, if you're getting cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, all of those different things. You figure it out through an herb. Then your fruit. Your fruit is for cleansing your system. So if you want your body cleansed, then that's when you eat lots of fruit. Fruits are supposed to clean your system. So food was designed for a specific person, to heal you or to cleanse you. It was not for you to consume and just glutton it down. It was not created for that. And he did not create the sanitation department for you to eat it and drink it. Get that? So Yahweh's word is to acquaint people with the simple dietary changes from the Babylonian system to his health laws, which can significantly improve our lives. Now, he wants us to understand his laws. So if we have laws, then these laws will tell you how to live sanitation, you know, sanitation department, how to eat and drink and all those things. They were designed for our protection and preservation. He wants to preserve our lives. He wants to keep us alive. We already read that he said that through wisdom and knowledge, he will preserve your life. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. So, my question again is, We have to understand the laws. So how do we understand the laws if we don't read the laws? If we don't even know what the Old Testament says, we cannot even debate it. The more knowledge we have of these laws, amen, now, the more we can live in harmony with them and live out longer lives. That's what we read about. We read that if we have the knowledge, we have the wisdom, understanding, we will live longer. Knowledge is a powerful thing in the hands of right people. And in the hands of the wicked, oh my goodness, what is it? Oh my goodness, what is it? All right, let's see what 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 to 5 have to say. Let no man deceive you. What did he say? Let no man deceive you by any means. It don't matter if it's a church leader, a school official, or what. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. Amen. A falling away first. So what is he talking about here? Are we going to listen to the world and the church leaders who are deceiving us and setting us up to oppose Yahweh's word? Get that? So he said, don't let nobody deceive you. They'll be coming a falling away first in the church. So let's talk about in the church. In the church will be a falling away, that the people will no longer follow Yahweh. They don't, as a matter of fact, they tell you don't even read the thing. Just read our Sunday school and Sabbath school. I said, you don't have to read the word no more. We will tell you what it means. Now, you know that when somebody tells you that, you better start reading it. When they say that you don't need that book, you better go get it. And so that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to say. That's what Yahweh is calling us to. Remember, we are told that there will be a falling away from Yahweh and his word and his ways. And we will find a people sitting in the temple of Yahweh, showing themselves that they are Yah, God, little g. And how do you worship somebody? By obeying them. And you will obey them. So those that are obeying them as it violates with Yahweh's word, then you know that they are your God. That you do not worship the Yahweh, you worship them as gods. People sitting in the temple of God, showing themselves that they are gods. That's what it says. They, and that's where they come. That's where they are. They are sitting in the temple of God, saying that you obey them and that you worship them. By obedience of their ideas and their laws, as they are in direct violation of the laws that Yahweh has laid down already. Verse 4, who opposeth, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. See, he's like, hey. You know these people, they be saying that they have, hey, they are, yeah. So that he as Elohim, as he as God, sitteth in the temple of God. Okay, who sits in the temple of God? Now don't tell me the president. No, he don't sit in the temple of God. Don't tell me the Muslims. They don't sit in the temple of God. Don't tell me the Muslims. They don't sit in the temple of God. Who sits in the temple of God? There's only one group of people that sit in the temple of God who claim that they are the sons of God. And this, that, and the other. They are the European pagan Christian church. He identifies it as clear as day, sitting in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. So he said, well, he told us these things. So we have been warned of what is about to happen and what is happening all around us. Are we supposed to listen to them in violation of Yahweh? You choose. Whom will ye serve this day? That's what Elijah said. Hey, he rained down fire from heaven. Whom will ye serve this day? If God be God, follow him. If Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. If Baal be God, follow him. And the people answered him, not a word. So that's where we are today. Who will you follow? Who will you worship? Who will you obey? I know that they threatened you and tell you that, hey, man, when your name is written in the book on earth, it's written in heaven. That's as big as a bold lie as can be. When you come down the altar, he writes you there. That's a lie from the pit of hell. How do you know that he will change you? You will have a desire to study his word. You will have a desire to commune with him. Not go to church, not to dancing in the choir. No. That's what they think, but that is not the deal. That he will change your heart, your desires of what you want, and what you want to do. So you know, if you have not read the Bible and you've been in the church 40 years, 10 years, 5 years, and you have not read the Bible through, you are in trouble because you know you were lost. Because you have no desire to read his word. That is the evidence that you want to draw closer to him, not closer to the church, not closer to your denomination, not have a position in church. No, have a position in Yahweh. Have him tie in with you so he can reveal you the secrets of the kingdom. And then right in the book, he will show you his laws, his ideas, and how to worship him. Now, I think we explained how raw food diet. No, we haven't explained it all yet. How the raw food diet and oxygen therapy can be used to heal your body. Let's look at the Hebrew boy. We've already read about Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, or companions, as I might call them today, that they were throwing down. You hear me? That they were throwing down. And as they threw down, they were healed. They were able to get visions and dreams and everything. And they were more wiser than anybody else. And they looked healthier than anybody else. And they looked younger than anybody else. And so, man, if you follow these laws, I guarantee you will look younger. I didn't say if you just eat some pizza and eat the Chinese food and eat the, you know, all the other stuff. You say, okay, I don't eat meat, but I still. Okay, fine. But hey, that's not the diet. Notice what Yahweh says. We are created in his temple. As his temple. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Know ye not that ye are the temple of Elohim? No, that's heavy. Okay, that Yahweh, you are the temple of Yahweh. Not that building, not that $1 million Ephesus, $100,000, whatever it is. And that the spirit of Elohim dwell in you. He does not dwell in a temple built by hands. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Yahweh destroy. For the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. That's deep. So, you know, they tell you at 11 o'clock worship hour, okay, everybody bow, everybody reverence the man of Yahweh walking in. So the Lord is walking in. No, the Lord ain't walking in with you. See, this is this worship of you worshiping them as God. God is coming in with them in these buildings. That is what this whole, you know, money thing is all built on. That's all it is. If any man defile the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. So if you're destroying your temple through the eating of unclean animals, wow. You're going to say he's going to bless it. No, that's not what it said. Read the Bible. This is New Testament now. If any man defile the temple of Elohim, him shall Elohim destroy, for the temple of Elohim is holy, which temple ye are. What does that mean? Yahweh will destroy us if we knowingly destroy his temple, which is our body, through the unclean and abominable animals that he has forbidden us. See? That's all that verse is saying. Now what about verses 19 through 20 in 1 Corinthians chapter 6? What? Know ye not that the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of Elohim, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Elohim in your bodies and in your spirit, which are Elohim's. So, if you are destroying your temple by eating, you know, the unclean animals, then Yahweh is going to destroy you, and you'll have disease. This is, you will have the curses that's been promised you. You will have the plagues because you're not coming out of her, my people. That's what it means to come out of her mind, body, and soul. But if you have not even come out of it mentally and diet-wise, you're just going to be destroyed. What does this mean? Or do you know, but he's asking, or do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have from Elohim? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are his. Now, there was an incident that happened in the Old Testament I think we should relate to, and we'll probably close with this. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. This is the state of things today. Remember, he says that they'll be coming a falling away church, a falling away first, and the Sandman of sin will be revealed, and he'll be sitting in the temple of Yahweh, saying that he is Yahweh. So do you think Yahweh is in there, if he's in there? No. So let's see what happened in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli. And the word of Yahweh was precious in those days, as the word precious today. There was no open vision. Are there open visions today? And it came to pass that at that time, when Eli was laid down to his place, and his eyes began to wax in, that means he was becoming blind, that he could not see, and ere the lamp of Elohim went out in the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of Elohim was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. So he says that the people thought that the light of the temple and all of that stuff, that Yahweh's still in the temple, and he said no, the light went out. That's the Shekinah glory. That was the visible presence of Yahweh. The priests are blind. He has gone blind, so he cannot even tell that the Shekinah is no longer there. And so it just sweeps away, and the other people and everybody still continues on as if nothing has happened. And Yahweh has totally left. Yahweh left his so-called people, and the people and church leaders never knew what happened. And so it is today. Most people do not know that the church, the world, is in total opposition of Yahweh. And Yahweh is done with it. He is raising up a new group, young people, raising us up, that we might be able to stand to give the word, the loud cry of the third angel's message, the fourth angel's message. Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and Yahweh has rewarded her, even as he has rewarded you. And that ye receive not of her plague. But we have to come out, mind, body, and soul, with their philosophy, with their thinking, and so forth. Yeah, I know you might be saying, well, where can I go? Where can I study the word? And every week we have studies here online. And if you can contact me, we would be glad to be studying with you on Sabbath or whenever you wish that it works out. So contact us on www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that is www.peopleofcolor1.com. I believe it will be a blessing unto you. I believe Yahweh can heal you, keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you, and may he give you peace, my brothers and sisters. Amen and amen. And as they say, praise Yah.